I guess I wasn't really thinking about this at the time when I started this project, but the more I've thought about it, the more it resonates with me. I mean, I actually had a map on the wall in my apartment, and I placed pins on the places that we photographed. And I wanted to make sure that we covered the neighborhood in a fairly comprehensive way. I also knew that if we just walked out the door, we might use up all our film before we got to where we wanted to go. So I would look on the map and I would make plans for where we would go and what we would try to photograph that day. But the more I did it, the more I realized that what I'm doing with this project, and by coming back to it years later, is that I'm doing a kind of mapping, visual mapping of a place. And what I've talked about with people in recent years is that, and this is in my book, that what I'm trying to do is create a kind of mental map, one in which people can find their own way through my map. I've spent a tremendous amount of time looking at this place. I have very specific ideas, but I try to be fairly even-handed about what I'm looking at. I don't want to really tell people what they should think, but I do want to point them in certain directions. And I think that each person comes to this with his or her own mental map of the place that they know or that they have been to, or perhaps they're coming to something for the first time and are trying to find their way as a newcomer. But I like the idea of mapping and allowing it to be open-ended enough that other people can overlay their own maps onto mine, and through that process of layering, come up with a new, richer kind of way of looking at place. Perhaps in my case, more than most people, I came to this project with the idea of trying to describe a place. I think that was what I was interested in. The fact that Servin asked me to participate in this, Servin and I have known each other since the 80s, and I believe Servin was at the opening of the exhibition of this work in 1981. So I think that we have this shared awareness of this idea of photographing places, and I think that I feel very comfortable with the idea that what I do is photograph places. And I think it's a little different than, you know, what we used to talk about in the late 70s, early 80s. You would talk about the new topographers. And, you know, that was something, you know, that I responded to as a photographer. But I think that the idea of photographing place is a little bit different from the idea of just photographing topography. There's a different intent. So I think that that's one way. I'm not completely comfortable with the idea of thinking of myself as a topographical photographer. It was interesting to go back and re-photograph the neighborhood because, in a way, I was asking that question. Would I look at the place now the same way I looked at it 30 years before? As it turns out, I think I did look at it in very much the same way. I felt very connected to that person that did the pictures in 1980. I found that it was, I really liked being back out on the street again. I didn't want to just repeat myself, so I didn't do that too much, but I was following in my own footsteps. So there was a personal aspect to it, not just a conceptual aspect to it.